All right, so let's jump right in. Selling something like a supplement online, I mean, the biggest challenge is always trust, right? Getting someone to make that first buy.
It really is.
Today, we're going to do a deep dive into Snapchat, specifically how its ad system can help brands get over that hump. We're pulling all our info from a great guide we found on the Marketing Tutor.
Yeah, and our mission here is pretty simple. We're focusing on just two main ideas. First, the big good things, the benefits that Snapchat offers.
Okay.
And second, how to reach customers, right where they are. That's localization. We'll keep it simple.
Perfect. And the engine behind all this is the Snapchat Ad Manager. Think of it as the command center where you make, manage, and check on your ads.
Right. And what's really interesting right away is the audience you can reach. Snapchat really hits that sweet spot. We're talking about 18 to 34-year-olds.
The prime demographic for health and fitness products.
Exactly. They're usually really open to trying new supplements.
Right.
But here's the catch. They're also really, really skeptical of ads that feel like ads.
Wait, hold on. If they're so skeptical, how do brands even get through to them? It sounds like a huge wall to climb.
That's the magic of the format. I mean, the guide from the Marketing Tutor points straight to augmented reality lenses.
Ah, the AR lenses.
Yeah. So instead of just showing a picture of a pill, you create this interactive experience. Imagine a lens for a post-workout supplement that, I don't know, shows a recovery meter filling up on your screen.
So users are playing with the benefit of the product, not just looking at it.
Precisely. It turns a boring ad into something fun, something memorable, something they might even share.
Yeah.
And that boosts brand recall like crazy.
So it's not just about making people aware of your brand. The goal is to create this fun memory that leads straight to a purchase.
You got it. And speaking of making a purchase, we have to talk about how the content disappears.
The ephemeral nature, right?
Yes, a story ad that tells a quick, cool story about getting more energy or building muscle is only there for a short time. That creates this feeling of, I need to act now. It's urgency.
That makes a ton of sense for getting a quick sale. But if the ad just vanishes, doesn't that make it harder to build a brand over the long term?
That's a great question. And that's where the second big idea comes in, localization.
Okay, so tying it back to the local level.
Right. You use the disappearing ads for that quick action, but you use location tools to build trust in a specific area. The Marketing Tutor's Guide talks a lot about geofilters.
Geofilters are like the ultimate tool for neighborhood marketing.
For sure. You can put a virtual fence around a very specific place, not just a city, but maybe around a competitor's health food store or gym. Or even a big event like a fitness expo.
Wow, so you could target people at a marathon signup.
You absolutely could. And you deliver a special offer, maybe a discount code, to someone who is right there already thinking about health.
So you're layering their intent on top of their physical location. You can filter by demographics, find people near a health convention, and then hit them with a fun AR lens that leads to an urgent story ad.
Now you're thinking like a Snapchat Pro. That's the funnel. The ad manager lets you combine all that data to make sure your ad is super relevant to the people seeing it right in their community.
So to wrap this up for you listening, the big takeaway from the Marketing Tutor is that winning on Snapchat is about mixing those fun, engaging tools with really smart local targeting. Be relevant, be immediate, and be local.
And here's a final thought to chew on. Since those AR lenses are so shareable, what if you combined one with a geofence around your competitor's biggest, most popular gym? You could get a huge return. So what local spot with high-intent customers could you target tomorrow and just watch your message spread all by itself?